Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lawsuit filed today makes serious allegations against both the Fox News Channel and Ed Butowski, a Fox News commentator and wealthy Trump supporter. The lawsuit, filed by paid Fox News commentator Rod Wheeler, claims that the news channel propelled a false story about Democratic National Committee aide Seth Rich, who was murdered last summer, and that the White House knew about it. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik broke the story and joins us now. David, this is a complicated story, but lay out exactly what this lawsuit alleges.
Well, this lawsuit alleges that from the outset, Wheeler was hired by Ed Butowski, an investor in Dallas, seemingly as a good Samaritan to investigate the unsolved murder of Seth Rich on behalf of his parents. And in fact, according to the lawsuit and Rod Wheeler, from the outset, Ed Butowski had a different aim in mind, and that is that proving that somehow Seth Rich was behind the leak of thousands and thousands of emails among Democratic Party officials and their allies last year, the disclosure of which during the presidential campaign threw Hillary Clinton's bid really off kilter for a while there. And this was this was pursued by Butowski and in partnership with Malia Zimmerman, a Fox News reporter, according to the lawsuit, in order to distract public attention from growing concern about investigations into the Trump administration's ties to the Russians. So you have here what Rod Wheeler is alleging is essentially an orchestrated story, not in pursuit of fact, but in pursuit of political and partisan agenda, and one done, as you mentioned, with the knowledge of the White House. And indeed, Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, confirmed last night to us that he had met on April 20th with Wheeler and with Butowski to talk about it. Spicer said he just did it as a favor to an old friend, Ed Butowski, that he hadn't even known that's what they wanted to talk about. But in terms of the messages that Butowski sent later to Rod Wheeler, he made it clear that he was invoking the White House to pressure him to make good on the story and get it on the air.
What would it mean if these allegations end up being true, that the White House was involved with Fox News on this?
Well, it seriously discredits the enterprise at Fox. Malia Zimmerman is a reporter on the news side. Fox, to be fair to it, did retract that story and said it failed to meet its standards. But nonetheless, it would show the news organization presented as fair and balanced is actually very much in cahoots with a major political figure, in fact, the most powerful in the country. And it would tell you something about the news channel that has perhaps been the most on TV to adopt the phrase of fake news that the president has put out there against any coverage that's inconvenient. And in fact, one, at least in this allegation, that had essentially conjured up a story almost from whole cloth. And that's what we're going to see as this lawsuit plays out, whether those allegations hold up.
David, just about 30 seconds left here, but you spoke with the family of Seth Rich today. What did they say?
Well, they were very restrained, clearly pained, tearful in our conversation earlier today, declining to point the finger directly at Butowski for any personal criticism. But they said that the story that appeared on Fox, ultimately retracted, that claimed that their son had been involved in those leaks and that he'd been killed perhaps as part of some sort of partisan cover-up, they said that was as wrenching as the day that their son died.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, who is working very hard on this story that he broke today. David, thank you.
You bet.